I may have said this to you before, but I have a morning routine. And usually the third or fourth thing is to go to read the newspaper. And with the newspaper, I automatically go to the comic page. And today I read, you know, Peanuts, which is one of my favorite, you know, strips. And in that strip today, Charlie Brown is sitting in the dark, and he says, "I must be out of my mind. Here I am, it's the 4th of July, I'm sitting here in the dark, waiting until the sun rises. Life is strange." And they say that, you know, life only comes around once. How come I chose this way? My brothers and sisters, you know, probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with today's gospel? You know, is Father John going crazy here or out of his mind or nothing else better to talk about? I'm supposed to laugh at some of this. You know, but, you know, for right now, life is hard and life is difficult and it is burdensome. You know, in the light of, you know, the coronavirus pandemic and the toll that is taken, you know, on people physically, health-wise, emotionally, spiritually, but also economically as well. Some people's livelihoods have really have faltered and have failed or continue to be at risk. So there is some serious stuff going on here. And I know in my own life, you know, these past 2 weeks, there have been, you know, some really significant deaths. You know, two personal deaths, you know, with a friend who, you know, takes a heart attack and drowns in a swimming pool. Awful news. And then, you know, the death of a long-term parishioner who I looked after in her pastoral needs for the past 2 years here, and, well, when I was here previously, 3 years, and really not an opportunity to say goodbye because the facility is off limits. As I said, life is hard. Life is difficult. But this is, you know, where we, you know, look at, you know, today's readings. Our first reading, you know, from the book of Zechariah, you know, speaks of a prophecy. In that prophecy, a king goes towards Zion on a donkey. He is peaceful. He is humble. And this prophecy, you know, is fulfilled on Palm Sunday when Jesus enters Jerusalem on a donkey as well. And Jesus is defenseless. He, you know, does not have any weapons. He doesn't have any, you know, agenda except bringing the good news to others. But he does have power. And we have seen him, you know, work that power by changing the hearts of people. He changes the heart of, you know, the woman at the well, changes the heart of Zacchaeus, changes the heart of Mary Magdalene, and it goes on. Jesus is both gentle and humble. And, you know, in today's translation, you know, we hear in the gospel, "Come to me, all you who are burdened, for I am meek and humble, and I will give you rest." Well, meek is another word, it's a translation of the word, you know, gentle. So, but I'm, you know, pointing to that word gentle. Because when we think of the word gentle, we think of, you know, someone who's not able to really speak up for oneself. But a gentle person is able to speak for oneself and speak for others as well. Gentleness is about showing compassion and showing care, you know, with a tender touch. Gentle is, you know, is like a newborn, you know, a mother who's just given, you know, birth to a new baby. gentleness is shown towards that baby. A doctor shows gentleness towards a patient who's going through a very difficult time. And, you know, humility, you know, being humble, that is also about, you know, being, you know, open. It's not about being stepped on or being taken advantage of. Gentleness and humility are two, you know, gifts that Jesus has. And in turn, we are to be both gentle and humble. If you can remember, you know, during the course of Jesus' ministry, he does not force himself on anyone. He respects people. He even, you know, lives with people who, you know, walk away from him, turn his back on him. He remains gentle and humble. And this is to whom we are to go to when our lives are overburdened and stressed out. Because time and time again, we look at the newspaper, we look at the news, we hear about, you know, the coronavirus and its effects. We hear about the social unrest, you know, that is going on due to the sin of racism. Certainly, we do not condone, you know, violence and looting, but we have to understand, get to the heart of the sin of racism and the burdens that people of color have every day. The second reading says that we are the Spirit of God. And it is in that Spirit of God that we are given at, you know, baptism. And it is through that baptism that we enter into communion with God through Christ, with the Holy Spirit emanating us, so that in turn we can be the face of God to others. Life is hard, life can be burdensome, but life can be hopeful as well. And it is through the cross that we are to find that hope, because it is through the cross that Christ overcomes death and all his evil. In turn, we are to be a people of hope as well. God is always with us, and God is always inviting us in to lay our shoulder on his head. Our head on his shoulder. So my brothers and sisters, let's continue with this liturgy, praying for God, praying for our healing, praying for peace and unity among all people.